We've heard a lot of crazy dates for our second date updates.
Yeah.
People have done a lot of really weird things, but I don't think anybody can top what the dude on the phone for a second date update today did on his first date.
Oh, that's saying a
really?
Lot.
Check this out. He went to the movies.
Oh.
No, Jubal, why do you do that? Like,
then,
I always
no,
think it's going to get
I'm
crazy.
I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
There's a twist. Before the movies, dinner. Crazy. Man, Sean, where do you come up with this stuff? I mean, I wish I could think of date ideas like that, man.
Look, I listened to your show. I've heard some crazy first date ideas.
Yes.
And they never work, like, ever.
Yes.
So right. I wanted to do the most normal possible thing that I could think of.
Well, then why'd you do dinner in a movie? That's, like, so weird.
Yeah, no, man, call me crazy. I just decided to go for it that night.
You are a wild card, Sean.
Dang,
what's funny about that is you're making fun of, like, crazy date ideas not working, but you did something normal and you're on the phone with us.
Uh-oh.
No, I know. Of course that's what happened, yeah. And I can't do anything normal or, like, have anything go the way it's supposed to go. Of course, I probably should have known that.
All right, well, tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Julia is her name.
Julia, and how did you meet Julia?
We have a mutual friend who had a party at their place one night, got to talking, got her number, and then I texted her, was like, do you want to go out, grab dinner, you know, see a movie, something, and she was like, yeah, so that's what we did, like, a week later.
This, you're right, Jubal, this does sound crazy.
I know, right?
I mean...
the most normal thing ever.
Dude, where'd you find a girl that will see a movie on a first date?
I know, it was amazing. I was like, I can't imagine that anybody there was going to go for it.
I'm actually even more shocked that where'd you find a girl that you could meet in person? Because I didn't know people still did that.
Yeah, and I'm usually not very good at, like, talking to somebody in person I don't really know, but, like, we hit it off right away.
That's awesome. Cool.
Like, I'm a big sports fan, and, like, she loves hockey, and so we were able to talk about sports, so I knew, like, okay, this is somebody that I could, like, connect with, and, like, I could really see it going somewhere.
Right, so she shared your love of sweaty dudes as well.
Totally.
So both of you guys sat there and talked about sweaty dudes for a little while, and you're like, let's go out. How did the date go?
You know, the date went fine. We got to the theater, and we, like, talked a little bit. Some kind of weird thing happened in the lobby that, like, I thought was funny at the time, but, like, I don't know, now after some time she hasn't gotten back to me. I thought maybe this might be, like, weird.
Okay, wait, hold on real quick before you get into what happened that was weird. You guys didn't do dinner before? You just met at the theater?
No, we met at the theater. We went and had dinner at a place that was, like, right by there.
Okay.
Everything was going really well. Like, we got along really well. We have a lot of the same things in common. So that was all really good. And then we went to the theater, like, right afterwards.
Okay,
so,
and that's where the weird thing happened.
Yes. So we were in the lobby, and I was going to go to concessions and grab us, like, popcorn and stuff like that. And so I was looking at her, and we were talking, and I wasn't paying attention. And I walked right into this little girl who was standing there with, like, a big, like, one of those gigantic things of popcorn in her arms, and, like, knocked this girl over, and the popcorn went everywhere.
Which makes it look way more dramatic than it probably even was.
Totally, because she's, like, this tiny little girl with this giant popcorn, and I'm, like, this big dude. And so, like, she goes flying to the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
Popcorn everywhere. And, like, it took me a second to even figure out, like, what actually happened. Like, I was paying attention to Julia was telling me a story. So I froze, and then just, like, I just, like, burst out laughing. Like, I couldn't,
what?
Like, it was horrible. This little girl's, like, laying there. But, like, it was so, like, shocking. But my instant reaction was to laugh, which is horrible. And, like, I felt really bad afterward.
Yeah, maybe if you would have stopped and, like, helped the kid up instead of just standing there over her and laughing.
Honestly, man, I didn't even have, like, a chance to. Like, by the time, like, I figured out what happened, like, her mom came over and she started yelling at me. So, like, this mom is all in my face and, like, she's pissed. And I was... like, I was apologizing, but, like, I still couldn't kind of stop laughing.
Was the little girl crying as well?
Oh, yeah, no, she fell and, like, instantly started crying. Like, it was, like, it was horrible.
Wait, did you ever get to apologize to her mom and to the kid?
Yes, totally, yes. You know, I was like, I'm so sorry, it was an accident. I tried to help her up, she didn't want me to touch her. And I eventually, like, I went to concessions and I bought a new popcorn for her.
And you grabbed it and you poured it out in front of her and just laughed at her some more?
No. Then I was done laughing at that point. I got her the new popcorn. You know, I said I was sorry a million times. And then, you know, we went into the movie. The movie pretty much started like right when we got in there. So we really didn't like talk after that.
Okay. Mm. And were you the only one laughing or was Julia laughing with you?
She was not laughing.
Okay.
Oh, that's where you went wrong.
How did the date end?
Afterward, like, we came in separate cars, so she went off in her car, and then I went home, and I've tried her, I think, 2 times since then and left her a message, and I just never heard anything back from her.
Okay.
And you think it's got to be the fact that you assaulted a child. It's probably not.
Hold on. Let's not say on the radio assaulted a child, that I assaulted a child. It was a total accident.
For accuracy, I think it was the laughter of assaulting the child that really...
Who knows? Okay. I don't know.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her and get your second date update and see if it was the fact that you beat up a kid on your first date. All right, we'll do it next. Hang on.